Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
Ooh, we're going to be talking about food today, which is
probably,
besides travel, is my favorite topic because who doesn't like food? I love to talk about it even while I'm starving, which I am right now. We're going to be talking about frozen yogurt. Have you had it before, Tom?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
And it's very appropriate because right now it's in July. It's the hot summer and stuff like that. So, of course, we're always looking for ways to cool down.
Yeah.
And here in Taiwan, of course, my favorite way to cool down, at least by eating something, is by having shaved ice. They usually have those in night markets. You get a big plate of shaved ice, and you can have your choice of toppings on there. That is oh so yummy. But, well, you know, even shaved ice can get a little old, a little boring. So we kind of want to seek other things to eat in order to keep cool. And I guess frozen yogurt is one of those choices.
It's pretty delicious, and there are lots of different flavors and toppings. You can treat it like ice cream, you know. You can get a scoop of ice cream and put different toppings on it. Well, you can with frozen yogurt as well. And ladies out there especially who care about their figures and dieting, it usually has fewer calories than some of the ice cream out there. So it's a nice, tasty way to go if you want to cool down and you need something yummy. So let's get started. We're going to read through the article and then we'll go through it talking about some of these terms.
Sweat drips down your forehead as you search for shade on a hot summer's day. You need something to beat the heat and fast. You know you're getting desperate when visions of icebergs start floating through your head. Just in time, you stumble across a new frozen yogurt shop. Finally, sweet, delicious relief. Frozen yogurt is an excellent alternative to summer's primary chilled dessert, ice cream. It hasn't always been this way, though. By the time frozen yogurt achieved the popularity it holds today, several decades had passed since it first hit the market. The earliest attempt at frozen yogurt was made by dairy company Danon in the 1970s. Customers disliked the product's taste, however, and it was dropped. In 1981, chain restaurant TCBY began offering a variety of sweeter soft-serve frozen yogurt flavors, satisfying customer demand for a healthier version of ice cream. Yet, as food trends changed in the 1990s, frozen yogurt fell out of favor and remained that way until yogurt chain Pinkberry emerged on the scene in the mid-2000s. By adding an extra tartness to its frozen yogurt, Pinkberry revived consumers' interest in the cool treat. There are numerous ways of eating frozen yogurt. Some people prefer their yogurt served plain, which is the healthiest option, while others prefer it covered with mouth-watering toppings, including syrups, candies, cookies, and fresh fruit and berries. Still others enjoy frozen yogurt served on top of warm waffles or inside tasty crepes. No matter how you eat it, keep in mind that, like all desserts, frozen yogurt and any toppings should be eaten in moderation. Despite our changing attitudes toward frozen yogurt in the past, it's clear these days that this delicious dessert is here to stay.
Okay, so we're talking about frozen yogurt today. The title here says not just a fad. A fad is something that's popular for a short term, a short amount of time. Kind of a craze, something that doesn't stay popular long term, but here we're saying it's not just a fad, which means it's popular now for a long time. So frozen yogurt, we've got this scenario here. We've got sweat dripping down someone's forehead. And this person's searching for shade on a hot summer's day. This sounds like me. I don't like the summer. I hate sweating. And so I'm constantly looking for a tree that has shade that I can stand under that blocks the sun out. A lot of people are looking for shade in the summer.
Yeah, especially if you're riding scooters, you know, on the highway and you see a red light up ahead. Most people try to find some shade under the overpass or under a tree at the side of the road or something like that so they don't have to wait in the hot sun. So that's what shade is, a place that is not in direct sunlight. And this is a possible scenario here. You're sweating, sweat's coming off your forehead, you're looking for shade, you need something to beat the heat, and you need that thing fast. Here's a phrase to beat the heat, which, of course, those words rhyme, beat, heat, you know. So in that case, you're just trying to get away from the heat. You're trying to cool down. There are numerous ways to do that. You can go swimming. You can find some place with air conditioning. You can drink something cool. Or you can eat something, like I said, shaved ice or frozen yogurt or ice cream. Well, you know you're getting desperate when visions of icebergs start floating through your head. Does that happen to me? I'm not quite sure, but you're getting desperate. If you're desperate, means you're at your wit's end. You really need something right now and fast. Otherwise, you are in big trouble. And you know you're getting desperate when you start seeing things. Maybe you're starting to hallucinate or something like that.
Yeah.
You're having these visions of icebergs. Vision is just seeing something. Usually, I have a vision about the future. You're going to be very rich someday. That's a vision, which you see that usually isn't right there. So
right.
You're kind of seeing an iceberg, which is, I think that's something you see in the North Atlantic Ocean. That's what the Titanic ran into, and then it sank. It ran into an iceberg. This is floating through your head. To float means it's just kind of either on top of the surface of water or in the sky. We can say clouds are floating in the air, or that piece of wood is floating in the ocean.
Or sometimes something will fly into your eye, and it'll feel like something's floating in there. You can see something in front of your eye. So just moving slowly, either on water or in the air. Finally, you see something that really gets your interest, and that's a new frozen yogurt shop. I was telling Tom I haven't seen any so far, so I must not be looking in the right places.
Well, I did see one a little while back. There's one on Xinsheng South Road right across from Taiwan University.
Xinsheng, yeah.
I don't know if it's still there. The last time I saw it was about a year ago.
Huh.
And then years ago, there used to be TCBY here in Taiwan. We'll get to them in just a second. There was one out at the Zoo Mall. A long time ago, I think there was also one in the Sherlin Night Market, but I don't know if they're still there. I haven't gone to check. I'm not really a big fan of frozen yogurt. I like yogurt if it's the plain stuff, you know?
Oh, I like frozen yogurt.
Otherwise, they add too much sugar to it usually, so I kind of stay away from it. But in any case, you may have stumbled across a new frozen yogurt shop, but to stumble across means you find it and you're not really looking for it. There it is. Wow, I found it and I wasn't even looking for it. Finally, sweet, delicious relief. You can have yourself some frozen yogurt and cool off.
Yeah, it sounds delicious. Now, frozen yogurt is an excellent alternative to summer's primary chilled dessert, which is ice cream that's been around forever, which I love. I think it's delicious. So if it's an alternative, it just means it's another choice. It's something different from what's there. So an alternative to swimming could be maybe riding your bike for exercise during the summer. So an alternative to ice cream is frozen yogurt, which is supposed to be a little less fattening than ice cream, but not necessarily. So check that out. Primary means something that takes precedence. It's used more often. We often use primary to talk about schools. Primary school is elementary school, that first school that you go to. So primary means of chief importance, principal. So it's really the most popular, I would say, frozen dessert in summer, and that's ice cream.
You can buy that at convenience stores, of course.
Everywhere.
They sometimes serve that soft serve ice cream.
I like that.
In different flavors, like mocha, you know.
Yeah.
That's a popular flavor.
Vanilla.
Hokkaido vanilla or something like that. They sell those in various places. But yeah, people usually seek out ice cream. It's available at convenience stores. So yes, the primary chilled dessert. It hasn't always been this way, though. By the time frozen yogurt achieved the popularity it holds today, several decades had passed since it first hit the market. So, yes, we're saying that frozen yogurt is an alternative to ice cream, but it wasn't always an alternative. In fact, if you asked people about frozen yogurt maybe 10 years ago, they'd think you're crazy. They wouldn't know what you're talking about. Frozen yogurt, what the heck is that?
Maybe longer than 10 years ago.
Maybe.
Yeah.
At least maybe it depends on where you are, of course.
I was in New York,
But frozen yogurt has been around in the U.S. for quite some time. Maybe not so much here. I'm not quite sure. But in any case, it has come out and people don't think it's strange anymore to see a frozen yogurt shop.
Yeah. So it's achieved or had this popularity that it holds today. So I guess a lot of people have gotten into frozen yogurt. I haven't had any in Taiwan time yet, which is kind of crazy because I do enjoy it. If you achieve something, guys, it means you work towards some goal. It just isn't handed to you or given to you. You work to achieve it or attain it or reach it. It's some sort of objective that you have. It could be a goal, something you want to accomplish, and you work hard for it. So it takes a while to build up a brand's popularity when something new comes out on the market. It takes a little while for people to get used to it. And if it becomes a fad, it means it's popular and it could be there to stay, you know? Not everything catches on, but this has. It's got a lot of popularity today, which means a lot of people like it. Popularity is the noun form for the adjective popular. So you want to be popular if you're a product on the market.
Right, and it also says here several decades had passed since it first hit the market. So it's been around for quite some time, but as we said, it has taken a while for it to catch on. It has kind of come and gone, but for the most part, we're going to find out that it came out quite some time ago. So a lot of people think, oh, that's fairly recent. It must have come out in the late 90s or the early 2000s or something. But no, it actually came out quite some time ago. Here it says the earliest attempt at frozen yogurt was made by dairy company Danone in the 1970s. Now, I've heard of that brand.
Yeah, they make just regular yogurt. They're very famous.
Yeah, when I go back to visit my parents, of course, the supermarket shelves have lots of yogurt. It's just regular refrigerated yogurt, not frozen yogurt.
No.
But they usually have the local brands there of the local dairies in that area, but they also have some national brands. And one of them includes Danone. Mm-hmm. So Danone, I didn't realize they had been around for so long. They came out in the 1970s, which, my goodness, that's almost a half century ago.
That's a long time ago, actually. They have Danone here in Taiwan. I've seen it. So customers I bought it, actually. Customers disliked the product's taste, however, and it was dropped. You know, when new things are invented or created, sometimes they have to tweak it a little. Tweak it means to change something a little bit so it works better or tastes better. We're going to talk about what they did and the process they went through, guys. But first, we're going to take a short break to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天呢，首先来看到有第一个空格的句子，它写着 Just in time, you blank one, a new frozen yogurt shop. 在这里呢，就在这么酷热的夏日，及时的你怎么样？然后有一间新开的优格冰淇淋店。我们来看一下第一题的 A 选项 ,wipe out, 消灭。B, stumble across, 偶然发现。C, contribute to, 导致、造成。D, account for, 解释、说明。那么刚好在酷热的暑假，及时的呢，你偶然发现了一间卖冰淇淋的店，所以搭配文意，第一题的标准答案，我们就选择 B, stumble across。接着来看到第二个空格的句子。By the time frozen yogurt achieved the popularity it holds today, several decades, blank two, since it first hit the market. 在这里我们要特别注意到在这里有一个关键字词是 since 以及 by the time。这两个关键字词出现的时候呢，常常是搭配完成式。这里的句意呢，代表着优格冰淇淋达到今日受欢迎的程度时呢，其实离最初上市的时间怎么样了好几十年，也就是距离它受欢迎的程度跟它上市的期间，其实这中间已经过了好几十年。那么由于是在讲过去发生的历史，你有没有注意到 achieved 是过去式，是这一句主要的时态，又要搭配完成式，所以在这里呢，我们使用的是在那一段时间之前就已经过了数十年，所以这里的我们就要使用的是过去完成式，才能够合乎它的句意跟文法。所以第二题的标准答案，我们就选择 A had passed。接下来的句子写着 The earliest blank 3 at frozen yogurt was made by dairy company Danon in the 1970s. 在这里有一个关键字词是 made。我们说到呢，最早期呢，是由这家在70年代的乳制品达能公司，它尝试要制作 yogurt 冰淇淋。哪一个字词可以用来搭配 make 这样子的动词呢？第三题的 A 选项 delivery 传递递送。B, symbol, 象征符号。C, attempt, 尝试。D, resource, 我们说这家公司呢 made the first attempt to do something. 这家乳制品公司首先尝试的呢要开发出这样的商品。所以搭配文意跟文法第三题的标准答案我们就选择 C, attempt.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to continue talking about frozen yogurt. And we kind of take it for granted now that you can buy frozen yogurt in various places, in Taiwan and in places in the world, of course. But it hasn't always been that way. Frozen yogurt did come out in the 1970s. They were made by Danon. But customers did not like the taste of the product, and the product was dropped. In other words, they stopped selling it.
True.
Although Danon's been around.So they must have tried something else to attract a customers' attention. I'm not quite sure. But in 1981, chain restaurant TCBY began offering a variety of sweeter, soft-serve frozen yogurt flavors, satisfying customer demand for a healthier version of ice cream. Okay, so this is TCBY, which I believe stands for the country's best yogurt.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's a chain of these frozen yogurt shops, and I do remember there being one at the Zoo Mall in Taipei, but of course the Zoo Mall lost all its businesses and was torn down. It's a park there next to the gondola there, but in any case, it was there for a while. Some of you may remember that. And they offered a variety of different flavors. A variety of means lots of different choices, not just one or two, but maybe seven, eight, up to 20 different kinds of flavors. They were sweeter. Of course, frozen yogurt, if it's plain, is very, very bitter, okay? Not a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
And of course, soft serve means it's soft and not hard. Ice cream, of course, can be hard, or you can have soft serveof ice cream, like I said, from 7-Elevens and stuff like that.
Comes out of that machine, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And these are different kinds of flavors, which, of course, refers to like chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, mango, peach, etc. Those are all different kinds of flavors.
Yeah. So this was satisfying to the customers who wanted something that was a little more healthy than ice cream. Because, you know, if you eat a little ice cream, it shows up the next day. You know, you're a little fatter. So they wanted something that tasted really yummy, but was a little less fattening, a little healthier. And here they're talking about a version of ice cream. A version of something's just a particular form of something that's a little different. For example, we have different versions of software. And once it's updated, the version changes and it's a little better. Well, they wanted something that was a little healthier than ice cream. So food trends were changing in the 1990s, which happens all the time. Food trends, clothes trends, they change all the time. Fashion trends. Frozen yogurt fell out of favor. If you fall out of favor with somebody or something, it means you're no longer liked. You're no longer popular. If you fall out of favor with a friend, oh, your friendship's on the rocks. You're not doing well. But this frozen yogurt fell out of flavor and remained unpopular until the yogurt chain called Pinkberry, which I've never heard of them.
Me neither.
They emerged on the scene in the mid-2000s. So Pinkberry came out with their new version of yogurt. And this happened in the mid-2000s, maybe 2005. survive. Now, if you emerge from something, it kind of sounds like you're hidden and then you come out and you're then visible. People can see you. If the sun emerges from behind a cloud, you understand what that means. But if you emerge on the scene or if you emerge on the market, it means you're suddenly there. So when you weren't there before, so that's when they started making a product. But again, I haven't heard of Pinkberry.
Me neither. We can check it out. We can look it up on the internet, of course.
And
yes, it emerged on the scene. The scene just means in the public's eye, to the public's attention. It just arrived on the market basically in the mid-2000s, which is a good 10 years ago. And by adding an extra tartness to its frozen yogurt, Pinkberry revived consumers' interest in the cool treat.
I've seen their logo. I just looked them up, Tom. I've seen the logo. It's really cute. The pink little swirl and the green lettering.
It does look like the kind of shop that girls would like.
Oh, come on. It looks like a dessert shop. Come on. It's
a dessert shop and lots of colors
like
that.
Yes.
But in any case, yes. In this particular case, they made this more appealing to consumers because of the tartness. Tartness is kind of a flavor. It's kind of sharp, kind of sour, sort of, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Apples sometimes can be tart, and desserts can sometimes be tart. You know, somewhat between sour and sweet, sort of.
It's sweet, but it's got a little punch to it, so it's like, ooh, yeah.
Kind of tickles your tongue.
Lovely, yeah.
Mm. Okay, so they added this tartness, and so as a result, they revived.
Interesting.
Consumers' interest to revive just means to give life to something again. So people liked frozen yogurt. It fell out of favor, and then it made a comeback from Pinkberry here. They revived people's interest in this cool treat. Again, we're talking about frozen yogurt.
Yeah, if you check out Pinkberry on the internet, you can see their logo, which is really cute. And you might recognize it. I've seen the logo. I just didn't ever look at the name of the store, I guess. Now, there are numerous ways of eating frozen yogurt. Numerous just means lots of different kinds of things, lots and lots of ways.
Yep, you can use your tongue. You can suck it up. You can use chopsticks. You can use a fork.
I don't know about
maybe
the chopsticks.
You can just eat it with your fingers if you don't mind your hands
getting
all
sticky. That's not what they're talking about, Tom. They're
not
talking about what you add to it or what you put on it.
Oh,
some people actually prefer their yogurt served plain. They're not talking about the yogurt that you buy in the grocery store that's in the refrigerated section. No, that's not sweet. Frozen yogurt's always going to have a sweetness to it. It's a dessert, so get ready for that. If it's plain, it just means nothing else has been added to it. It's not decorated. It's very simple. So there's no other, I guess, flavors, you could say. That's the healthiest option. So if you're looking to be healthy, which if you're looking to be healthy, I'm not sure why you're eating a frozen dessert, but hey, that's your choice. Mm. You might want to have it plain, but others prefer things like mouth-watering toppings. A topping, guys, is just some sort of, it's a food that you put on top of something else, layer it on top. It's usually kind of a syrup, so it's more of a liquid. Maybe it's chocolate syrup, like fudge or, I don't know, caramel. I love caramel toppings, strawberry toppings. If you get a hot fudge sundae or an ice cream sundae, there are lots of toppings on top.
You could put sprinkles, nuts can go on there, small pieces of chocolate.
Whipped cream.
There are various things that just go on the top of something. And, of course, we use the word toppings for pizza as well.
True.
Oh, I like ham. I like pineapple. I like mushrooms, black olives. Those are all different kinds of toppings. But the toppings for frozen yogurt would include syrups, which is like a sweet sort of liquid. With candies, cookies, and fresh fruit and berries. And still others enjoy frozen yogurt served on top of warm waffles.
Yay.
I've never tried that. A waffle is kind of like a songbing. There's pancakes. They're flat, but waffles have the little squares. Okay, so
You must cook them in a waffle iron.
That's right. You need a special
piece of equipment. Yeah.
A special appliance for that.
Yeah.
And you could also have them inside tasty crepes. That's a French word, right? So
yes.
In English, we say crepe. But if you're trying to be cool, you would say crepe or something like that.
Clap.
In America, we say crepes. It's perfectly acceptable. So no matter how you eat it, keep in mind that like all desserts, frozen yogurt and any toppings should be eaten in moderation. In moderation just means don't do it too much, okay? We often were told that when we're in university, if you're going to go to a party, yeah, you can drink some beer, but drink in moderation. Don't drink too much where you get really sick and start throwing up, or you drive a car and you kill people and stuff like that. You don't want to do that. Drink in moderation. Don't drink too much.
Don't drink too much, right. So despite our changing attitudes toward frozen yogurt in the past, it's clear these days that this delicious dessert is here to stay. Something's here to stay. I think that's in a song, actually. Something is here to stay means it's not leaving. It's going to be here forever. So this has gotten me really hungry. I think I'm going to be on the lookout the next couple of days for some frozen yogurt.
Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. Time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第四题，这个句子很长。到了1981年呢，有一家连锁的商店叫做 TCBY， 它开始提供不同这种 yogurt 的口味。然后逗号后面的句子提说 ,satisfying customer blank for a healthier version of ice cream。有了这么多的口味，就是为了满足顾客对于比较健康版本冰淇淋的什么呢？怎么样的名词可以来搭配 for 这样的介系词？第四题 A 选项 identity 身份 ，B creation 创造 ，C strategy 策略 ，D demand 要求需求。这些顾客呢需求的呢是一个比较健康版本的冰淇淋，那么这家公司就满足了顾客的需求。所以第四题搭配文意，我们就选择 D。Demand. 第五个空格 Some people prefer their yogurt served plain, which is the healthiest option, while blank five prefer it covered with mouth-watering toppings. 有些人呢喜欢呢他的这个 yogurt 是最健康的原味 plain 这个字有原味的意思。当然这样是一个比较健康的选择 while比较对照两者之间的差异，有些人这样子，还有一些人是喜欢呢，上面呢装满了令人垂涎欲滴的配料，在这里搭配 some people， 还有一些人怎么样？我们可以选择 B 选项的 others。接着来看到第六题，第六题的空格后面写着 You eat it, keep in mind.That, like all desserts, frozen yogurt and any toppings should be eaten in moderation. 我们来看一下句子的结构。You eat it 是一个完整的句子。Keep in mind 也是一个完整的句子。两个句子连接需要一个连接词。所以不论你是怎么吃这样子的 yogurt, 一定要记住都应该要适度的使用。搭配文意第六题我们可以选择 D 选项的 no matter how, 也就是不论你吃的方式来回应前面文章是要搭配饼干、新鲜水果或者是放在松饼上。不论怎么吃都要记住是适度的使用来吃它。所以第六题搭配前后文意，我们标准答案就选择 D, no matter how。接着第七个空格后面的句子写着 Our changing attitudes toward frozen yogurt in the past. It's clear these days that this delicious dessert is here to stay. 在这里要考考同学们的句型结构的概念。第七个后面放的是一个名词 Our changing attitudes. 哪一个字词可以来搭配名词又符合句意呢？第七题 A 选项Despite, 尽管虽然我们在过去呢对于 yogurt 冰淇淋的态度不断的转变，但是呢到了今天这样子的美味甜品肯定是能够长时间的蔚为风行，所以搭配句型跟文意，第七题的标准答案就选择 A, despite. 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Okay, that's it for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.